You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 232. And on today's show, we're going to talk about how to really get started in direct sales. Now, this may seem like it's very elementary and you may feel like you already know what to do, but if you're struggling at all in your business or if you have people on your team who are struggling in their business, this is going to be a show that you want to listen to and you want to get them to listen to as well. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. As always, I am thrilled to be here spending some time with you, and I love to hear where you're listening in from. So send me a tweet at Jackie Ulmer and let me know where you are in the world, maybe what time of day it is, and certainly what you're doing. Are you at the gym? Are you walking? Are you on the beach? Are you driving? Are you doing dishes? Are the kids in the bathtub? I know I get a lot of tweets and messages from moms who listen to this show when they have their kids in the bathtub. They sit there right with them, they dial it up on their smartphone, and they can listen while the kids are playing. And that is a great way to find your personal development, self-development, training, education time. I know that's what I did, only unfortunately podcasts weren't around back then, but I used to bring a book in there with me and I would sit right there and they would play. I had two of them, usually had them in the bathtub at the same time. We all know that's easier. And I would, you know, be able to read just a couple of pages, and that made all the difference in my business. So today's show, a couple things. My coaching program's open. If you're looking for coaching or you want a 15-minute complimentary coaching consultation to see if working together might be a fit for you, go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach and look over what I have. And, you know, it's not about a long-term coaching partnership unless that's what you want. But sometimes it's just something as simple as a couple of sessions to move you into more positive mindset, or to help you develop a launch plan, or to help you not only develop your own launch plan, but maybe one for your team and, you know, getting new people started and kind of developing leadership and some of that kind of stuff. So we can talk about any of that. All right, show notes for today, jackiealmer.com/232. And we're going to talk about how to really get started in direct sales. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning, this kind of may sound redundant because, of course, if you're here, you probably already know the basics of how to get started in direct sales. But you may be listening to this because something is holding you back, something's delaying your success, or maybe you have team members who are experiencing this. So really, it comes down to three important things that have to be really solid for you before you're going to commit to starting, and I mean really starting. Starting a direct sales business doesn't occur the day that you click submit and sign up. It starts the day that you really start actively taking ownership and doing those income producing activities that build a business. Signing up, waiting for the products to show up, or your starter kit or whatever, those are all great. The starter kit comes, you know, spending some time playing around with that, different things. That's all great too, but those are not those income producing activities that are going to create a paycheck for you, that are going to build a team for you, and are going to create what it is that you want. So the three important factors that have to be very clear and very solid for you are first and foremost, well, actually there are four. And that is first and foremost, direct sales and network marketing. Now I'm going to circle back to that one. The second one would be the company that you've chosen to partner with. And that can be certain aspects of the company. The third would be the product line or service line that you're marketing. And the fourth would be you. So starting with network marketing and direct sales, it's important that you are solid, that this is a system of doing business that you can and will get comfortable with. Now, I say can and will because if you've heard my story before, you'll know that I struggled a lot early on with my issues around network marketing, my MLM blueprint, as we like to call it. You know, I had some negativity that surrounded that. It was based on non-factual information, without a doubt, but it definitely was in my psyche, and it was something that I had to work hard to overcome. And it took me a while. It didn't happen overnight, but I had to really educate myself, surround myself with people in the profession who were successful, who I could see were amazing, upstanding people who had what I wanted and, you know, weren't cutthroat in their ways of doing it. I had to get over my belief that network marketing was a bad thing. And again, that belief was not based on any personal experience. It wasn't based on anything really factual. It was based on an experience that I had as a child when my parents were approached with a company and appeared to be very negative about it. And so as a young child, I made up in my mind that network marketing must be bad. And it wasn't even called network marketing then. But it was that old dinosaur company that, I don't mean dinosaur in a bad way, I should say pioneer company that most of us have heard of that really launched our profession. And that in many ways we owe a debt of gratitude to. And at the same time, unfortunately, many of the people from that company used some pretty poor tactics to try to recruit people, which largely is what gave network marketing in many ways a bad rap and a bad reputation that many of us struggle to overcome to this day. So all that to say, you've got to get clear on your mindset and your belief and your comfortability factor, if that's a word, with network marketing, MLM, direct sales, party plan, whatever it is that you want to call it, you have to get clear on that. Now, it's kind of funny. In my 22 years in this profession, and really the last 15, 16 years really spent coaching and working with a lot of people outside of my own company and outside of what I was building, I will tell you that most people, and many of the largely women involved in Party Plan, don't like to consider themselves MLM or network marketing. In fact, they like to very separately align themselves. And a lot of it has to do with that negative connotation that's affiliated with network marketing. And it's kind of funny too, at the same time, very often you find that the general public is often more receptive to products by party plan type companies, going to parties, buying from those companies, and for a number of reasons. It's interesting, network marketing companies, especially over the last 20 years, many of them are nutritional based. They have very high priced products. And I'm not knocking, I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm not picking on that sector of the profession. A lot of companies, skincare company products too, within direct sales and network marketing, they have very high priced products that, and they're priced in such a way that there's not really a retail ability factor with some of those products. Again, that's not a right or wrong, that's not a judgment. And so please don't take it that way. But if you're struggling at all, those are maybe some things that you want to look at. Anyway, all that to say, many party plan companies have had an easier time moving their products into the marketplace, developing an income based on that, because those products are priced dead on with their competition, dead on with what you might find at a quality retail store that would sell similar type products. A company that comes to mind that I'm not affiliated with, but Pampered Chef, for instance. Pampered Chef sells all types of cooking and kitchen type products, and you will find that if you pizza stones, for instance, and some of the things that they sell, if you go to more higher end cooking type stores, Williams Sonoma comes to mind. I can't think of one of my very favorite cooking stores, and I love to cook. I can't think of the name of the store, but anyway, I shop at some of those stores, and when you go to those stores, you know, you very often find that those prices, sometimes in those stores, are priced more than what you might get at Pampered Chef or something like that. But the bottom line is they're comparably priced. And so, you know, there's a mindset, I would, of course, buy from my friend. Why not? It's high quality, that type thing. So it's important that you begin to look at all these type factors when you begin making a decision about direct sales and network marketing. So you have to go to work on yourself, which we'll circle back to, because that's number four. But the belief in network marketing and direct sales sometimes is directly related to your belief in yourself as well. But it's important that you get clear that all things are in alignment for you with that part of our system. The second one is the company. So it's important that you take a good look at your company and you feel aligned with that. You feel aligned with the corporate values. You feel aligned with the people running the company. You feel confident that they have what it takes to see the job through, that you're, you know, leaning your ladder against a wall, that being the company, that really can deliver on promises that they make, and they can complete their part of the bargain to move things along the way that you're looking for with your career in network marketing, that you're not going to ultimately reach a point where you've built something and yet, you know, the integrity level of the company that you have major issues with or something along those lines. The third piece, of course, are the products and services. Again, for most of us, it's very important that we believe wholeheartedly in the products and services that we are offering out into the marketplace. That really is an important part of it, and especially for women. Now, I'm not saying that men don't have to have a belief either. And if you're a man listening to this, don't take that as any type of, again, stereotype or judgment. But for women especially, we have to feel as confident sharing this with our friends and family and people who we run into, you know, as we would something that we weren't earning an income on. We just have to be so sold on the products and services. So that's an important thing for you to get very clear on as you begin to launch your career in direct sales and network marketing. And then, of course, the final piece of that is you and belief in yourself and belief that you can do it. Because the reality of it is, if anybody in your company is making a success of it, you have the ability to do that too. You just have to make the decision whether you're going to do it and, of course, whether you want to do it. That's a big part of it too. You have to really take a look at that. Do I want to move myself forward with this company? Are my beliefs in alignment with this company and what's happening there? So those are some things that you definitely need to get clear on as you launch your career in direct sales. So once you're clear that all of that is a go for you, then let's just talk about those very simple steps to launch your business, okay? There is no doubt in my mind whatsoever that you have the ability to become a success in network marketing, but you want to be careful who you listen to, okay? That's a big part of it as you start. Listen to those people who are going to cheerlead you along, who have success and are actually doing those steps that you're going to be doing if you're going to move forward. You know, talk is cheap, and you want to listen to those people who have your best interests at heart. And at the same time, you know, you're going to run into some people along the way who are going to tell you you're crazy, MLM's a scam, network marketing's a scam, and that type thing. You know, be wary of those people too. They don't know. If they've never really taken on network marketing, if they've never pursued it with a passion and worked it full out, they really don't have the ability to coach you, to advise you. So steer clear. So of course, the first step that you have to make is you need to invest in your starter kit or whatever kits are available to you. You can't recommend products really with passion and heart if you haven't tried them, okay? You can talk about them, but I see it even in my own organization. I see people who have done nothing but buy the starter kit who are out there wondering why they're floundering, wondering why they're not succeeding. They don't have the product line. They don't use the product line, other than, you know, the few products that came in their kit, and they're not having success, and then they wonder why. The reality of it is, you know, you've got to be a product of the product to be successful. So certainly invest in your product kit, but be willing to expand beyond that if you truly want to become a leader and if you want to develop the type of income that it takes to be a leader. You know, if you're looking for replacement income, in most cases, you're not going to do it with just the starter kit. You've got to expand your product knowledge beyond that. You've got to be using it on a regular, ongoing, monthly basis, and you've got to be sharing it out there. Second step is to get some basic product knowledge. Now, you don't have to know everything about the formulation of the product. You don't have to know the entire ingredients list. You don't have to know most of that. You know, we typically know that there are four personality types, and there's usually only one personality type, and that's the greens, the analyticals, that want to know all of that data. So over time, begin to educate yourself on where to get some of this product knowledge, but don't spend a ton of time memorizing ingredient lists or different things like that. Get the basic product knowledge that you need. Know how to use your products, know how to share your products, know how to answer the basic questions, and refer people to the knowledge base to know about those products. And the best way, again, to get product knowledge is to use the products yourself. That really and truly is the best way to get product knowledge. And then, you know, we teach what we learn. We get the products. We begin to use the products. We implement them into our daily life. And then it makes it so much easier to share with others and teach others how to do exactly what it is that we're doing. So the very simple steps, you want to be able to explain the unique benefits of your products. You want to explain how they're used. You want to be able to personally share your favorite products. All of us are going to have favorite products. And if you're with a company that has a very large product line, chances are you aren't going to use every single product. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. Understand how it works. Maybe have samples. I have, you know, every product that my company makes, I have in a demo kit that I can easily share others. But when people ask me specific questions about some of the products, I don't use all of them because I've found my favorites. But I know how to demo it. I know how to share stories and videos and testimonials of others who have, and I know how to get their questions answered. And I share very honestly with them why I don't use the product, that I've tried it, I've sampled it, that it's a great product, but it just so happens that this particular product is the right fit for me for what I need right now with where I am in my life. So it's okay not to use every single product, but have a product knowledge around the fact that you own it, you've tried it, and be able to share why. Then the third step is to begin to recommend your products to others. One of the simplest ways that this is done in direct sales is by sampling. Now, some of you are with companies where you have samples that you can purchase that are, you know, easy to get out there and market to others. And some of you are with companies where you have to put that together yourself. Maybe it's a skincare line and you can put together a skincare kit that you can demo out to somebody with the full size bottles for a week. You know, and that's going to be done obviously on a person to person basis. Maybe it's a situation where you can put some of those products into small containers and mail them out if you need to, whatever. Get creative. This is a business of duplication, but it's also a business of creativity. And it's kind of funny. If you really entrench yourself into your own company and listen to leadership stories, you will find that, you know, many of those people who got to the top got creative. They were willing to step outside the box a little and do what they needed to do to get their products out into the marketplace. So you have to ask yourself, am I willing to be innovative? Am I willing to be creative? Am I willing to step outside the box? So the best thing that you can do is recommend your products, sample them if at all possible, and you know, check with your own company to see what kind of money back guarantee that they have also. And you know, if you need to, let people know they can purchase the product and it comes with a full money back guarantee, so there are no worries. Then step four really is going to be to create that names list, that first 100 names list. Now I can already feel some of you rolling your eyes going, oh please, not this again. But yes, please, this again. Sit down and start that list, write it down, get it out of your head, write that list down and begin to add to that list on a daily basis and begin to contact that list. Okay, that's really how you launch with that. Now, from that list, you can do a number of different things. You can reach out directly, you can reach out indirectly, you can host a home party, a home demo, a home workshop, whatever it is that you want, but you need to get your opportunity out in front of people. You need to get your products and you need to get your opportunity out in front of people so they can experience the products, they can evaluate the opportunity, they can decide for themselves if it's a fit for them. Now, a direct approach would be something like, you know, I've started something I'm excited about. I don't know if it would be for you, but I figure you should make that decision yourself. I'm wondering if I sent you a quick 3-minute video, if you'd have a minute to watch it. And let me know anyone who you think might be right for my products or my opportunity. Or you can do it very much the same way, only shift that language just a little and say, I know this is probably not for you because you're super busy and already very successful, or some type of compliment, but I'm hoping you may know some people who you can refer me to who would be a good fit for what I'm doing. Something along those lines can go really far in you know, getting them to step outside and take a look. That really and truly is it. From there, you want to really be prepared with what's going to happen next. You need to be prepared with the fact that some people aren't going to be interested, but more importantly, you need to be prepared for the fact that some people are going to be interested. And then the third piece of that is to be prepared for the fact that some of the people who say no initially on down the road will become interested if you just stay in, stay involved, and stay committed. Now, it's important that you set yourself up for how to handle what some people call rejection in our profession. I like to call it just maybe disappointment. If you learn to detach from the outcome before you ever get started, you won't have that so much. But let's face it, all of us can become disappointed when we have someone who we think would be absolutely amazing for a business, and for whatever reason, you know, they opt out. Either they join us and then they don't get started, or they, you know, tell us no or whatever. I understand that disappointment, but you can't view it as rejection. You can't view it as any type of indicator as to whether or not you're on the right path, you're doing the right thing, because it absolutely has nothing to do with that. So those are some very, very simple steps to really how to get started in direct sales. You got to get clear on those belief levels first. You've got to get started with your starter kit. You've got to become a product of the product using it yourself. You've got to refer it to others, share it with other people you know. You need to develop that names list, and then you need to decide how you're going to get it out in front of people. Are you going to meet one-on-one? Are you going to send them a video? Are you going to invite them to an overview? Are you going to invite them to a home party? Whatever it is, you've got to make a decision about how you're going to do it. Now, if you're wanting to do this all online, you can do that, even with your warm market list, but you've got to get clear on the steps that you're going to take to introduce people to what it is that you're doing to share that with them. So you need to know every step of the way how you're going to be sharing the products. Is there a video? Do you have a private Facebook group that you can bring them into? How can you share the products with them? And then also, how can you share the opportunity? Again, are you doing Facebook events? Are you doing Google Hangouts? Is there a video that you can send them? How can you get people in front of your opportunity and share it with them so they can make that decision whether or not it's right for them? So that's really it. A few questions that you may want to ask yourself as you ponder getting your business launched. Are you willing to be self-disciplined? Are you willing to hold yourself accountable? Do you have a passion? Are you willing to work and develop the business skills that are necessary to move your business forward? Are you willing to develop those leadership skills? And are you willing to take a good hard look at yourself and determine what it is that you may need to change to move yourself forward? Now, a couple quick things. If you're a woman in direct sales, sorry guys, this is not open to you. I'd love to invite you to our private Facebook group where we get into a lot of this type training. You can go to facebook.com/groups/women of network marketing. Come on over and join us. We have a lively conversation. We're doing some events. We do a lot of social media training, a lot of sharing, encouraging, uplifting, and talking about the different ways that women build a network marketing and direct sales business. So join us over there. Show notes again, jackieomber.com/232. And don't forget that we're reading GoPro by Eric Worre. And that's basically it. If you have any questions, contact me. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. My 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackieomber.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @jackieomber. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.